USA News, I'm John Schaefer. There has been a big drop in border encounters since Title 42 came to an end on Thursday. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas on CNN's State of the Union.
Approximately 6,300 on Friday and about 4,200 yesterday. And we saw over 10,000 before the end of Title 42.
While he says it's too early to say if the surge has peaked, he does credit the drop with the Biden administration coming up with a plan for the end of Title 42 and sticking with it. The U.S. will not default on its debt. That's the belief of Texas Republican Representative Michael McCaul.
I'm optimistic we will get to a place where we can avoid that situation.
On ABC's This Week, McCaul said Republicans have done their part in creating a plan to avoid default, and now it's up to President Biden. Well, even though there's no deal yet, President Biden does sound hopeful one will be reached to raise the debt ceiling. Speaking to reporters after giving a commencement speech at Howard University, the president said some progress has been made in weekend negotiations, but we're not there yet. North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper has vetoed a GOP-backed abortion bill.
This bill has nothing to do with making women safer and everything to do with banning abortion.
Senate Bill 20 would ban abortions after 12 weeks and add other restrictions. It's not clear if Republicans will have enough votes in the North Carolina General Assembly to override the governor's veto. And a rare spring heat wave is going to start cooking the Pacific Northwest today. Temperatures are expected in the 90s in both Seattle and Portland. A high pressure system is raising temperatures 25 degrees above normal for the region stretching from Northern California all the way to British Columbia. That heat wave will push its way into Western Canada on Monday. This is USA News.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. 866-451-3328. 866-451-3328. That's 866-451-3328.
Purchasing a gun could get tougher for young adults across the United States.
President Biden is calling on states to strengthen background checks for those purchasing guns who are under the age of 21. In an op-ed Sunday in USA Today, he's asking states to pass laws that give the federal background check system access to all records. In doing so, he's hoping to prevent more mass shootings. Biden's plea comes 1 year since 10 people were shot and killed at a supermarket in Buffalo, New York. I'm Jeremy Scott.
7 people were injured at a gathering in Yuma, Arizona last night. All 7 are hospitalized after being shot. Police had received a call about an aggravated assault in a neighborhood, and when they arrived at the gathering, they found the 7 victims. Yuma is on the Arizona-California border, about 5 miles from the border with Mexico. 56 new Starlink satellites have been sent into orbit. They were launched by SpaceX this morning. A Falcon 9 rocket blasted off from Cape Canaveral in Florida just after 1 a.m. Eastern time. The rocket's first stage returned to Earth 8 minutes later, landing on a SpaceX drone ship that was stationed in the Atlantic Ocean. The City of Angels is going to honor Old Blue Eyes tonight. Los Angeles City Hall will be lit up in blue to mark the 25th anniversary of Frank Sinatra's death. The singer and Oscar-winning actor died May 14, 1998 at Cedars-Sinai Hospital. The Powerball jackpot is getting bigger. No one picked all 6 numbers in last night's drawing. That means Monday night's jackpot will be worth $135 million. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Flight, made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks, rewrites the book on burgers. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout for an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping when you order the $79.99 Burger Perfection Flight, a fantastic array of pure ground steak on a bun burger greatness. For $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight, use promo code TREAT at checkout at omahasteaks.com and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.